Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of, yes, you guessed it, Rough Riders Radio. Today is September the 8th, 2013. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Today's topic, Syria hysteria, attack or not? Well, let's get right to it, shall we? I don't even pretend to have mastered all of the geopolitical ramifications of targeting Syrian military assets by using Tomahawk cruise missiles to eliminate those assets. At first blush, you'd have to conclude that doing so would simply stir up a hornet's nest in that region of the world. What with all of the competing forces at odds with one another in such a very small geographical area. What I would like to hear now is the cold, hard, dry analysis of what will most likely happen if Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian leader, is simply allowed to continue to claim stewardship to a large arsenal of weaponized chemical agents. Is this a case of pure containment, or have we already passed the point of no return in that regard with this bloodthirsty ten-horned dictator? Where does one actually start to even begin the process of defanging Bashar, if that is even possible or even feasible? Any clear-eyed assessment of the Syrian situation would have to conclude at the very outset that there are an awful lot of moving parts at work here. On top of that, the United States armed Saddam Hussein with chemical weapons, which Saddam then used extensively against Iraq. Russia used chemical weapons in their 9-year war with Afghanistan, and again in their battle to subdue Chechnya. Where was the world's condemnation in either of those two cases? We have a civil war occurring in Syria, just as we did in Iraq, and there simply are no clear, viable choices, only the lesser of evil ones. That's what we're really faced with here. Perhaps the only option available now is to just throw our lot in with the most meritorious rebel groups and supply them with a large enough arsenal to force Bashar al-Assad to come to the negotiating table and submit to some form of power transition. What I see happening, ultimately, is President Obama initiating limited but quick and punishing military strikes against the Assad regime, but then expeditiously funneling large quantities of arms and munitions to those meritorious rebel forces with the hope that the military strikes have more than evened the playing field to provide the rebels a strong enough foothold on the battlefield to eventually, and sooner than later, overthrow or push aside the Assad dynasty. The only saving grace with that outcome would be that the rebel groups, while not appreciably better than Assad government, would at least refrain from using chemical weapons. That in and of itself might be reason enough to rain missiles down on Syria. Well, what do you think? If you go to my blog post, paulbereerwrites.wordpress.com, you'll see at the bottom a poll. Feel free to exercise your opinion and go ahead and vote. Well, that's it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. You can check out the rest of my internet radio episodes by visiting my Rough Riders Radio website, blogtalkradio.com/Rough Riders. That ends with a Z. Thank you for listening today. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.